This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now." The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel.
Wild card!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This is an issue on Joe Biden's mind. He is deeply frustrated. He can't figure out why folks won't take yes for an answer. You and I know why that is. It's because he's going to be 81 years old.
Yeah, well, I may not have a fancy black bathrobe and a hammer like Snooty, but I do have slippers and an oatmeal spoon. Look!
Together, the alliance is threatening its posture, is dealing with the threats and strengthening our posture.
Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. The important thing was that I had an onion on my belt, which was the style at the time.
Biden's losing it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. And let's see. Apparently today, Biden said in Spain, we're looking for the clip. I'm looking at a headline in the New York Post. Biden jokes he may not return from Spain as approval rating hits all-time low. That's the good news. The bad news is Kamala Harris would become president. So that's even worse news, I guess, is when you get right down to it.
Well, thank you, Your Majesty. There's an old expression in a little town in Delaware called Claymont, Delaware, a little steel town. And they say, we're like poor relatives. We show up when we're invited and we stay longer than we should. So be careful. We may not go back.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? You may not go back. All right. Let's do the chump line.
After 4 years without business as usual, I quickly restored incompetence to the White House.
There can be no denying that. We don't need a fact check on that. Just head down to your local supermarket or your gas station.
Howie, Bob Planaway Pelosi calling. When the Supreme Court struck down Rolling Rock versus Wade, Nancy said she wouldn't sleep with me again until it's reversed. I said, if that's the case, I hope it's settled law.
Yeah, how's that sex strike going, by the way? I haven't seen anyone throwing themselves off of buildings because they can't have sex with any of the demonstrators. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Magnum Moving and Storage with a dedicated team of professionals, modern trucks, and alarmed and insured storage facilities. Need moving or storage? Go to one of the good guys, MagnumMoving.com. MagnumMoving.com.
Imagine if Biden cared as much about our borders as he does Ukraine's.
I know. It's so true. I mean, he doesn't. I think more people died on the Texas Mexico border yesterday in that tractor trailer than probably died in the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
For Nancy Pelosi, when push comes to shove, it's all about the children.
I got to give credit to that little kid. She didn't get rattled at all, did she? She was just wanted to see her mom get sworn in. It was the biggest day of her mom's life, and she was enjoying it. God bless her for not getting scared.
Flight cancellations, Amtrak issues, and Putin's gas tax.
Mayor Pete and Brandon give new meaning to planes, trains, and automobiles.
They sure do. That's why this. That's why we have to keep Operation Change the Subject going. You know, who will be testifying? Well, when will the valet testify? Did the porcelain plate shatter? Was it a porcelain plate? Or was it just a throwaway? A picnic plate? What kind of ketchup was it? Heinz or Hunt's?
I'd rather be elbowed by Pelosi than sniffed by Brandon.
You know what? I had never thought of it that way, but I agree.
Just a reminder, this 4th of July, if you don't celebrate with fireworks, the Moonbats win.
That's right. That's right. I may have to read the list during the 6 o'clock hour of the New Hampshire State Police's handy guides to safe fireworks.
Just a reminder, this 4th of July, if you don't celebrate with fireworks, the Moonbats win.
It was better the second time.
What the speaker did was a complete disgrace. Elbowing a little girl out of her space. They soon had an excuse for this child abuse in an effort to save her Botox-ridden face.
She won't be around much longer, though. Once they lose the house, she'll want to spend more time smelling the roses and smelling the coffee and visiting her grandchildren and the $12,000 freezer and the $15 pints of ice. I guess they're $18 pints of ice cream now.
Hey, Cassidy, you forgot to cry.
Good point. Really good point. It's important to cry. She did speak slowly, though, much like Christine Blasey Ford. There's certain, and she was congratulated for her courage at the end by all of the preening Democrats on the committee, including Liz Cheney.
Heard it from a friend who that Donald Trump was planning an insurrection.
What did Richard III say? My horse, my kingdom for a horse. My kingdom for Jim Jordan to say, did you actually hear him, see him doing any of this stuff? Did you actually see the plate being thrown? Did you see him grab the wheel of the beast? You understand he wasn't in the beast, don't you? And by the way, Mr. Chairman, where is Mr. Engel? Where is Mr. Valet?
The only thing Joe Biden's going to be running for in 2024 is he's going to be running on empty.
He is running on empty now. He's going to be running for the early bird special at the memory wing of the assisted living facility.
Oh, man, Howie, did you hear that? Javier Becerra says he's going to transport vulnerable young women across state lines. Sounds kind of like Jeffrey Epstein. Who would?
Yeah, I thought we used to have a law in the books. I think it was called the Mann Act. Brought down Chuck Berry, didn't it? It brought down a lot of people, now that I think about it. And you know, this, how classic is this? The Democrats want to use... They want to have abortion clinics on federal land, but they don't want to have any oil and gas drilling on federal land. Their priorities are really in order, aren't they?
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for today's Chump Line. Today's Chump Line is it's a recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. And if you'd like to leave a message, you can do so at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. We also have a second chump line with the messages that we didn't play just now that came in today. It's called Chopped Chumps. You can get Chopped Chumps every evening around 7 p.m. Eastern time. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's chump line is sponsored by Magnum Moving and Storage, with a dedicated team of professionals, modern trucks, and alarmed and insured storage facilities. Need moving or storage? Go to one of the good guys, magnummoving.com.
Oh man, Howie, did you hear that? Javier Becerra says he's gonna transport vulnerable young women across state lines. Sounds kind of like Jeffrey Epstein.
You know, Clinton supposedly was getting it on with Ghislaine Maxwell as back in the day. I don't think they'll be hooking up again in 20 years. She'll be 80 and he'll be north of 90. 844, but they have their memories, I guess. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10. Plus, you'll get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. I drink it every day. I'm going to have some right now. Makes me feel better. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Does any of the hearsay about Trump at today's January 6th hearing matter?
I don't think so.
97% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. People are saying Cassidy Hutchinson was the most fascinating female witness they've seen since Amber Heard. That's saying a lot. By the way, we'd like to thank Kowloon's for coming in today. America's or Boston's premier Asian dining experience. It's on Route 1 North in Saugus, Massachusetts. They brought in a fine spread, as they do every Tuesday for the VIPs. Do you like Kowloon's food, everybody? It's a great, great place. 844-500-4242. And we also have we have the gas winners, and I forgot to mention them yesterday. And so every day we give away $50. I give away $50, and Grace gives away $50 to a person who's on our email list. To get involved in the contest, all you got to do is go to HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com, and enter your name on our email list. As long as your name's on our email list, you'll be entered to win $50 twice a day, every weekday. And so it's time to announce some of our winners. Our winners yesterday, which Grace and I forgot to mention, are Harold and Elizabeth. Harold and Elizabeth. And today, the winner for my show is Carl from Derry, New Hampshire. So if you're Carl, Harold, or Elizabeth, and you're signed up on the Howie Carr Show email list, go to your email and check it out. If you have a message from store@HowieCarrShow, you will get instructions on how to collect your $50 in gas money, or you can use it for whatever you want. But the contest continues. As long as your name is on our email list, you'll be entered to win, and you'll also get a heads up when we have our cheap bastard deals like we had today with Arnold's Lobster and Clam Bar. That's sold out very quickly, but we appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Let's hear the cut of this guy. I don't know what city he was in, but he went around that he just was a random guy going up to protesters at the women mainly, and one guy, I think, protest.
He's a TikToker.
Oh, he's a TikToker. Okay. So here he is asking them how they stand on Roe v. Wade, which he knows how they stand because they're out in the street with signs. And then he asks them about the mandatory vaccines.
What's important is bodily autonomy, the same right men have always had. We just want equal rights, the right to govern our own bodies, just like men have always had. It's that simple.
Do you support the right for people to not get the COVID vaccine?
It's irrelevant.
same topic, right? My body, my choice.
You're right. It's not irrelevant.
Yeah, but one saves lives.
You're right. It's one's not irrelevant. One of them is going to be in a pandemic state, right? A state of emergency, which we all know laws change during a state of emergency.
Yeah, they had to get rid of Trump. That was the emergency. So they changed the laws.
Do you agree with the statement or the principle of my body, my choice?
Yes, absolutely. Bodily autonomy is a human right. Healthcare is a human right. Right. Access to healthcare should not be something that is dictated by the Supreme Court.
During the pandemic, did you support people's right to not get the COVID vaccine?
It's a difficult conversation.
Do you support bodily autonomy in other situations? For example, the COVID vaccine mandates.
The vaccine mandates, we've been mandated to get vaccines for years and years and years.
So you do support in that situation people not having control of their bodies?
That's not having not control of your body.
Really?
Like, I don't understand.
Sounds like Elizabeth Warren.
Do you think it is important for people to have medical and health control over their own body?
Yeah, it's good for them. It's good for everybody.
You didn't support the mandates?
I do support the mandates, yeah.
Isn't that mandate that people have to get the vaccine so they don't have control over their own body?
Vaccinations are good for people.
In that case, you don't have control, right? If there's a mandate?
No, they don't have to get it. They just
can't go anywhere or do anything, right?
They just can't have a job. You don't have a right to a job.
Everybody should have a right to do what they want with their bodies.
Do you support the people's right to choose not to get the COVID vaccine?
I'm not doing that.
That was necessary, man. We had to get the orange man bad out of the White House, man. God. 603 says bleak. No, it's amusing. You either cry about this stuff or you laugh about it. You gotta relax a little bit and enjoy it. That was a beautiful thing that guy did. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie. You know, I'm really bemoaning the fact, I mean, the Democrats are right. You know, this is a threat to our democracy. Actually, it's their democracy, which is mob rule, lynch mobs, and kangaroo courts. And secret trials and where defendants don't get any rights, especially if you're a Republican. That version of democracy, maybe we should get a comment from Robespierre and Socrates, and we'll find out how wonderful mob rule is.
Yeah, I think we all know. I'm just looking, Elizabeth Warren today, the fake Indian, and Mr. Frosty, Ed Markey, were in Boston, and they said the Supreme Court is illegitimate. Here's the phrase I like on this case, out of control. They forgot to add, it is out of control. Out of Democrat control. Out of their control. Ergo, must be illegitimate. They can't get the result they want, so it's rigged. I thought to say that to say anything was rigged in the government made you an insurrectionist. But now it's holy writ. You have to say that the Supreme Court is rigged and it's illegitimate. 844-500-4242. We'll take more calls when we come back. We got a lot to get to here. And maybe we'll have some more comments from the former president, Donald J. Trump, when we come back. 844-500-4242. 617 says, Hutchinson would have had a whole career in front of her. Not anymore. She does have a whole career. Anita Hill has not done badly. Not as well as others, but she's done okay. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Hillary Clinton was slamming Clarence Thomas today, and she called it. She said he's always been a person of grievance. They went to Yale Law School together. I mean, I would say that Clarence Thomas has come a lot further in his life than she has come in her life. And she's the ultimate person of grievance, isn't she? She thought she was owed a U.S. Senate seat, the presidency. Then when she didn't get that, the Secretary of State's job. Then she was owed the presidency again. She still thinks she's owed the presidency of the United States. I mean, you talk about someone who feels entitled and is angry about the way she's been treated. I mean, you know, I'm sorry you're angry, Hillary, but nobody made you marry Bill Clinton. You know, sometimes, dear Brutus, the fault is not in the stars, but in ourselves, that we are cheated upon and treated like dirt while your husband runs around with Monica Lewinsky and the Energizer Bunny and God only knows who else. Not my problem. 844-500-4242. Just for a laugh, Greta Thunberg is back in the news. She's 19 now, and she was at some music fest in the UK. Cut 22.
This crisis is the biggest story in the world, and it must be spoken as far and as wide as possible, as far as our voices can carry, and even further still. It must be told in articles, newspapers, in movies and songs, at breakfast tables, lunch meetings and family gatherings, in lifts, at bus stops and in rural shops, in schools, boardrooms and marketplaces, in the fields, in the warehouses and on the factory floors, at union meetings,
how about the driver's ed classes
and football games?
Has she got her driver's license yet?
In kindergartens and in old people's homes. At hospitals,
where Joe Biden
music
lives.
Festivals like Glastonbury. On social media and on the evening news. On dusty country roads and in the alleys of our cities and towns.
How about muddy country roads? Can we talk about it there, too?
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you know what? That was exactly what she just said, was blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Let's have a little more blah, blah, blah from Greta. Cut 22.
Say that we are in a climate emergency as they open up new coal mines,
I wish.
New oil fields, and new pipelines.
I wish.
It has not only become socially acceptable for our leaders to lie, it is more or less what we expect them to do. Yeah.
What did that person yell in the audience? I didn't hear it.
Something stupid, probably.
No kidding. She agreed with it. It must have been stupid. 844-500-4242. Speaking of stupid, let's have AOC calling for at the rally, calling for the abortion clinics. Unlike no pipelines, no oil wells, no fracking, no gas drilling, but we do need abortion clinics. On federal land, cut 10.
We have men.
I'll start with the babiest of the babiest of the baby steps. Open abortion clinics on federal land. Right. 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 Right.
What is this, a casting call for Mean Girls? Two?
Maybe baby steps wasn't the right phrase to use there.
You know, the fake Indian is going crazy here. She's having these rallies, and the Herald was saying today she's planning to run for president 2024. I don't think that's in the cards any more than Joe Biden running is. I think she wants to hold on to her Senate seat, and she's worried about Ayanna Pressley, because Ayanna Pressley is, you know, she can out-victimhood the fake Indian any day of the week. And I mean, Ayanna Pressley is probably even crazier than. The fake Indian is. She's married to this guy who's an ex-con, and you know she's from Chicago, like Michelle Wu and the Obamas and all the rest of them.
If we start seeing more of Bailey, then she's probably running.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say she's running for re-election. But anyway, this is Ayanna trying. It's hard to get to the left of. It's hard to get to the left of the fake Indian, but it's even harder to get to the left of Ayanna Pressley. Cut 11.
Given the extremism, the far-right extremism, and the imbalance, and the compromised integrity of the Supreme Court, we need to expand the courts to restore balance and integrity.
To restore our control, right? That's what it means. It's out of control, out of Democrat control. So we need to restore balance, meaning Democrats in charge. By the way, she didn't even get through BU. I mean, at least AOC graduated from BU. She dropped out. 844-500-4242. 917 says, Greta forgot to mention that we need to talk about this at knitting clubs and at AA meetings. And at clam shacks, though. And in tap rooms. Let's see here. Breadman, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Breadman.
Howie, thank you so much for taking my call. Just wanted to let you know my friend, New Hampshire Rep. Baldessaro says his regards. I know you guys go way back, and I spoke with him today. He wanted to say hello to you.
Oh, good. I think his grandfather, Al Vallucci. Yeah. He was one of the last of the normal city councilors in Cambridge. Yeah.
Wow. That must have been, felt like a lifetime ago, but all of this January 6th stuff, all this other garbage that they're doing with, identity politics and the like, right?
Yeah.
We have an antidote for this, and I think it's going to be to unmask Congress. And I'll tell you how we do that. We're going to eliminate the abuses. We're going to highlight the abuses of Catherine Clark's, what do I call her? Little Nancy. Do you mind if I refer to her as Little Nancy?
You can call her Little Nancy. She's another person who drifted into Massachusetts and now represents us in Congress. I think she's your congresswoman, isn't she? I'm talking to a guy from Saugus, one of the VIPs. Aren't you lucky? I once caught her. She was lying about the fake Indian in 2012, and I called her up on it. And she said she doesn't own any mutual funds. And I called her up on it. She said, "I've got to put my kids to bed. I'll call you right back." It's 10 years later, when the phone didn't ring, I knew it was Little Nancy Breadman. Go ahead.
Little Nancy. Yeah. So she only made 163% on Google, and the failed stock trade disclosure act. She failed to do a stock disclosure on the Stop Trading and Congress Knowledge Act. And guess what happened, Howie, after that?
I'm sure
they
that... I'm
it.
Yeah.
Now she goes on to debate the act.
Well, she's a Democrat, Breadman. Come on, she's allowed to do that kind of stuff. I believe she's got an opponent, though. Caroline Colarusso, I believe, is running against her this time out. And, she's in the leadership. I mean, I think there could be... She's like number four in the House now, I think. It's amazing. Catherine Clark. I mean, again, she just blew into the state. Now she's number four. The good news is that I think Republicans are going to take over the House, and I think it's going to be, they're going to have it for a good solid amount of time, given the disaster that we're living through right now. But, if the Democrats ever get back into control, I mean, she's the only one of the leadership who's under the age of 80, come to think of it. Because there's Nancy Pelosi, 81. Steny Hoyer, I think, is 82. Clyburn is 82. And then I think Catherine Clark. 844-500-4242. 508. I thought my Congress boy, Bill Keating, was Little Nancy. Now, come on. Come on. He's not that bad.
How dare you?
Nine 7 8 says, I just went down to see Jim Lyons at Dandelions. He's the Republican state chairman, and signed the petition to stop illegal aliens from getting driver's license. Everybody come on down. I would say go to fairandsecurema.com, fairandsecurema.com, and you can find out where to get your petitions. They were being passed out all over the place today. A guy texted in he's a state committee man from Middlesex County, and he said he's got some at his house. But I think it should be listed on the website where you can get the petitions, and they're going to be all over the place very shortly. Limerick guy says the most pathetic part of that Greta clip was the brainless sycophants who were cheering after her idiotic rant. It was a music fest. Do you think they were high on anything when they were listening to her? Stanley, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stanley.
Oh,
Okay. Thank you very much, Howie. I'm calling about OX because I can't stand her name. And she is looking to impeach Kavanaugh and Gorsuch for their lies during the confirmation hearings. And she says, and I quote, they lied during the interview that there must be consequences, she says, for their lies. She says, neither justice gave straightforward answers. Now, think about this. When you apply, think way back when Ginsburg and other justices have been confronted with these questions, they're supposed to remain impartial. How can you expect a straightforward answer?
Well, I mean, you know, Stanley, if you want to go by that standard, I mean, Sotomayor, Kagan, and Breyer said they would uphold the U.S. Constitution. They just, all they do is vote for whatever the way is, the wind is blowing in favor of the Democrats. Do they faithfully uphold the laws of the land? I don't believe they do. There was an editorial today in the Wall Street Journal about these allegations too. I'll get it during the break and I'll read it when we come back. It was a good editorial actually. 844-500-4242. It's just a talking point. Everything they say is talking points. They don't make any sense, but they're just pandering to their low info voters with all this crap, norm breaking, illegitimate, out of control, rigged. It's just nonsense, all of it. And they're idiotic voters who are on drugs and on welfare and don't work for a living are just, they lap it up with a spoon. But I think, you know, they're not lapping it up with a spoon so much since they can't buy what they want at the grocery store because they don't have enough money left or at the gas station. 844-500-4242. We often hear lately that real estate can literally sell itself right now. This thought has been very true for many properties in this frenzied economy. However, as inflation skyrockets and interest rates rise, the demand for properties may quickly lessen. Before that happens, what can you do as a property owner to be sure you maintain strong competition and interest for your real estate? You could have an auction. For over 45 years and in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment, strong bidding, no contingencies, and cash buyers who aren't waiting for lower interest rates. Auctions don't mean distress. Auctions mean competition. J.J. Manning auctioneers can show you what strong marketing and a competitive forum will do for your real estate. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next. Rising inflation and interest rates are coming. Don't wait. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242 and... mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. This is a really good editorial today by the Wall Street Journal about the fact that they're saying now that the justices didn't lie to the Senate. That's the headline on it. AOC said this is grounds for impeachment that they quote unquote lied, and don't be surprised if other Democrats pick up that cudgel. Senators Collins and Manchin said Friday they feel Justices Kavanaugh and Gorsuch deceived them on the precedent point in testimony and in their private meetings with the justices. We weren't in those meetings, says the Wall Street Journal, but would be stunned if either justice came close to making a pledge about Roe. This is the important part. The reason is that the first rule of judging is that you can't prejudge a case. Judges are limited under Article 3 of the Constitution to hearing cases and controversies, and that means ruling on facts and law that are specific to those cases. No judge can know what those facts might be in advance of a case, and judges owe it to the parties to consider those facts impartially. A judge who can't be impartial or who's already reached a conclusion or has a bias about a case is obliged to recuse himself. This is why you can't own stock in a company that you're hearing a civil case about. This is Judicial Ethics 101. Listen to this. An authority on this point is no less than the late progressive justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as she explained in 1993. It would be wrong for me to say or preview in this legislative chamber how I would cast my vote on questions the Supreme Court may be called upon to decide, she said. A judge is sworn to decide impartiality. Impartially can offer no forecast, no hints, for that would show not only disregard for the specifics of the particular case, it would also display disdain for the entire judicial process. Every Supreme Court nominee that has followed that Ginsburg guidance, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who will soon join the court, hewed to it on every question she was asked about precedent. My guess is she'd vote to overturn all of last week's rulings on religious liberty and guns and abortion if she gets the chance, but that doesn't mean she lied to the Senate, okay? The claim is of deceit are especially unfortunate because they suggest that the court is no different from the political branches. This is damaging to the court's credibility whether the majority leans right or left. The current majority won't last forever, perhaps not even many more years. And Democrats deriding the current court as political won't be pleased if Republicans make the same claim when their appointees are back in the majority. The fury of the left's reaction isn't merely about guns and abortion. It reflects their grief. Exactly. This is what it, that's so true. It reflects their grief at having lost the court as their vehicle for achieving policy goals that they can't get through legislatures. That's why they say out of control. That's why they say illegitimate. That's why they say rigged. The cultural victories they achieved by judicial fiat will now have to be won by persuading voters. We understand their frustration, but they ought to try democracy for a change. They might even win the debate over abortion. Maybe. 844-500-4242. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
In several major ways, but especially their obsession with January 6th and with Greta's religion, Democrats are so out of touch with the American people. It has gotten so bad for that party, Howie. Did you know that the Congressional District 2 seat race in Rhode Island, the Republican is ahead?
I know. I mentioned that to Tommy Hicks from the Republican National Committee yesterday. I don't even know if he believed me. And that was a Boston Globe poll, by the way. I mean, how far ahead has he got to be if the Boston Globe says he's ahead by 7-8 points over most Democrats?
I'm a Republican, and I was completely astonished. I mean, it has to be really bad, really bad for the Democrat Party if the Republican is ahead in Rhode Island.
Yeah. No, it is. It is. I think it's going to be a massive red wave. Knock on wood. You know, I mean, anything can happen, but there's nothing I see day to day. I mean, they never seem to pull out of the tailspin. Everything they think abortion's going to save them. It's not saving them. They think this January 6th nonsense today is going to save them. It's not saving them. They think Joe Biden, going over to Saudi Arabia and begging for more oil is going to save them. It's not going to save them because they don't have the capacity, apparently, to pump more oil. Thanks for the call, Monique. I'm Howie Carr.